And at the middle of the month, we like to catch up on what's happening in Cal. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
What's happening with VaxSwim?
Oh, well, VaxSwim online enrolments, and they're actually starting today, going through until Friday the 17th. So go online there and enrol the kids. I'm not sure the ages, but I guess everyone knows about that.
Definitely take that chance. What's the latest with the RSL?
This coming Friday the 17th is their last open evening. They have a bit of an evening there Friday nights for this year, and they'll be opening it again on January the 14th next year.
Certainly take that opportunity to have a look there. Is there a community gym?
Well, there is now, yes. They got a grant, as we all got lots of money from drought recoveries and things like that, and they've actually put up quite a substantial building in Cowell. In that, they've got a community gym. It's been open for about 10 days now, I think, officially. You've got a membership to go. You can't just rock up there. You've got to be a member. But they're having orientation or some sort of day that they go through to for the members just to make sure that they know the procedures you go through.
And there's a calendar for sale, I've been hearing, as well.
Yes, there is. The Cowell Wellbeing Group, which are, there's quite a few of those type of things around the place, they've actually produced a calendar with lots of photos of Cowell and the district. That's available from the post office, who have actually generously sponsored that calendar, and they're just selling it to get proceeds for their group.
And, of course, just around the corner, in fact, 9 days away, what's happening on the Christmas front?
Oh, is it that close, is it?
Mm.
Oh, heavens. Tonight we've got a bit of a trial run by some of the business people in Cowell. They're having a late-night shopping tonight, and that'll be from, obviously until 8 p.m, but it'll be from start of trade in the morning till 8 p.m. at night. And then just a reminder, too, that the Christmas lights are up at lots of places, looking very good. But if you want to be a part of this competition, just be aware that the judging will be on Sunday the 19th. So it's no good putting up your lights on Monday the 20th and hoping to win a prize for them. There's some excellent prizes on offer there for that. So keep your lights up for that. Which leads us into the pageant, the Christmas pageant sponsored by the Lions Club, on Friday the 24th at the bowling club. Meet about 6 o'clock at the bowling club. That's where it will start from. You'll all be names taken, and so that you know who we're going to give a prize to. There's some excellent prizes for floats and decorated bikes and gophers. If you've got a gopher, you know what a gopher is, Keith?
It's a little animal that digs, isn't it?
much the same as what these are. Yeah. Those little four-wheel electric carts that most of Cowell seems to drive around in, it seems like. It's a prize for them, as well as other walking groups and all sorts of things. So just, if you've got something, just turn up there and we'll put you in a category and hopefully you'll be judged as a good one. At the end of that, of course, Father Christmas will distribute stockings and drinks down in the main street after the pageant's finished. This is all funded by generous donations from the public and also by a raffle, which we are running, the Cowell Lions Club, I suppose, where we thank everyone very much for either buying the tickets and or the donations. The tickets are only $1 each, and they're on sale at the IGA in front of. It'll be tonight between 4 and 8 p.m. because of the late-night trading. Saturday the 18th in the morning, Thursday the 23rd in the morning, and then probably all day Friday until the pageant starts. And also on that IGA, front of the IGA stall, we're selling Lions Christmas cakes for $13 and $17 as well, so they're quite popular as well. And that's about all, Keith, apart from thanks, 5CC, for your support this year. It's been great, and just wish everyone a joyous and peaceful Christmas and a prosperous 2022.
Plenty happening in Cowell, and best wishes of the season to you too, Alan.
Yes, thanks, Keith.